Welcome to Destination East County with your hosts, Rebecca Williamson
and Jonathan Getz, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County includes Borrego Days, a toast to East County, a production of Annie Jr., Lakeside Heritage Day, Haunt Fest on Main, Haunted Trails, and more.
Plus, we'll tell you about coming attractions including Trunk or Treat, Stoney's Boo Bash, the Boo Parade, Hallow Scream, the La Mesa Historical Homes Tour, the Art and Wine Fest in Ramona, a Fall Plant Stravaganza, and the Trout Opener at Santee Lakes.
So stay tuned for all of these and many more.
Borrego Springs hosts Borrego Days this Friday through Sunday, October 21st through 23rd. The fun begins Friday with live entertainment, followed by a parade on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. with a vintage plane flyover and over 70 parade entries, from floats to equestrian groups to marching bands. After the parade, you can stroll on over to Christmas Circle for displays by 50 artists, as well as retail and food vendors, a beverage garden, and a car show. There will be live entertainment all day and into the night under the stars in this dark sky community. Then on Sunday, you can watch an off-road show. All weekend long, you can also let the kids have fun at a kids' carnival, complete with rock wall, inflatable slides, and carnival games. There is a fee for the carnival. For more information, you can visit BorregoSpringsChamber.com/BorregoDays.
The Visionary Dance Theater is presenting Annie Jr. October 20th through the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Visionary Performance Space in La Mesa. Leapin' Lizards, the popular comic strip heroine, takes center stage in one of the world's best-loved musicals. With equal measures of pluck and positivity, little orphan Annie escapes an orphanage determined to find her parents in the 1930s New York City. In fun-filled adventures with a dog named Sandy, Annie foils the evil orphanage operator, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and meets up with the billionaire Oliver Warbucks. For tickets and details, visit visionarydancetheater.org.
A Toast to East County will be held on Saturday, October 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Cottonwood Golf Club in Rancho San Diego. This event, hosted by the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce, will feature tastings from local wineries, breweries, and locally grown foods, all produced in East County. Also included in the program will be the Manis Vineyards Trailblazer Awards, recognizing outstanding visionaries in the vintner industry. For tickets and details, you can visit eastcountychamber.org.
Lakeside Historical Society will host its annual Heritage Day Luncheon and Reunion on Saturday, October 22nd. The meet and greet will begin at 11 a.m. and a catered luncheon will be served at noon at the Old Community Church in Lakeside. After the luncheon, there will be a speaker on Hatfield, the Rainmaker, from the San Diego History Center. A 102-year-old survivor of the flood will also be present for guests to meet. Reservations are required. For tickets, you can call the Lakeside History Center at 561-1886.
Van Omering Dairy and Lakeside invite you to visit Oma's Pumpkin Patch, open Tuesdays through Saturdays in October from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The patch includes hay rides, a petting corral, play equipment, a cottonseed mountain for climbing and sliding down, a sand pile with toy trucks and tractors, pedal cart, and tricycle racetrack, kid-powered games, and a hay bale maze. You can also choose pumpkins from small to over 100 pounds. Check out a farm gift shop and the Cow Country Cafe. For details and directions, you can visit omaspumpkinpatch.com.
The 5th Annual Haunt Fest on Main will take place on Main Street in downtown El Cajon on October 21st from 5 to 10 p.m. Costume contests will be held on the Main Street stage. There will also be carnival rides, crafts, games, a car show, candy challenge, kids zone with outdoor movies, face painting, a pumpkin patch, inflatables, rock wall, and performances by local dance groups. In addition, the Halloween-themed event features live music on two stages, including Out of the Ashes with Linda Ray from 5 to 7:15 p.m. and the Amazing 80s All-Stars from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. For more information, you can check out hauntfest.org.
The woods will come to life with creatures along the Dos Picos Park Haunted Trail in Ramona on Saturday, October 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Join rangers and spirit guides in the day use by the restroom area for guided hikes lasting about 20 minutes and challenging terrain. It's recommended to wear warm clothes or costumes along with sturdy shoes. Bring a flashlight and, for kids, an adult. Rain will cancel this haunting event. For details, you can call Dos Picos County Park in Ramona at 760-789-2220.
You're invited to a dark and scary hike at Oak Oasis County Preserve in Lakeside on Saturday, October 22nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. A park staff spirit guide will lead you along the haunted trail, weather permitting. Wear comfortable shoes and dress in layers. For more information, call the park at 619-561-0580 or visit the Facebook event page. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
The final Cajon Classic Cruise car show of the season is Trunk Retreat on Wednesday, October 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown El Cajon. You can see classic vehicles decorated in a Halloween theme, many of them with candy for the children. This special event will involve a full street closure of East Main Street between Magnolia and Claydell Avenues. In addition, you'll find plenty of food, entertainment, and vendors. For details, you can visit downtownelcajon.com.
On Halloween weekend, Sequon Golf Resort will host Stoney's Boo Bash on Thursday, October 27th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Proceeds will benefit needy children in East County through Stoney's Kids Legacy. A costume is optional, but you can enjoy a cocktail hour with hors d'oeuvres, live and silent auctions, a dinner, a no-host bar, and a costume contest. It promises to be a spectacular evening. For tickets and reservations, you can visit stoneykidslegacy.org.
Celebrating its 12th year, the Boulevard Boo Parade will be held on Saturday, October 29th, starting at 10 a.m., with over 70 entries of live entertainment marching on 1 mile of El Cajon Boulevard in the college area. The parade will entertain you with spooky ghouls, goblins, ghosts, and witches to fill you with the Halloween spirit. Special guests from the past 12 years include local and national celebrities and political personalities, plus a grand marshal to bring a smile to all who attend. Hosted by the College Area Business District, the Boulevard Boo Parade attracts thousands of spectators. You can best view the Boo Parade along the south side of El Cajon Boulevard between Rolanda Boulevard and 60th Street. For more information, you can visit College Area BID, as in Business Improvement District, .com.
The Julian Triangle Club presents its 60th annual melodrama, The Stalwart Surveyor, otherwise known as The Man Who Sank the Cuyamaca Float. The melodrama will be presented Friday and Saturday nights, as well as Sunday afternoons each weekend in October. This was the first melodrama that was written specifically for and about the town of Julian 49 years ago. This features a heroine in distress with a handsome hero rescuing her from the evil villain in a tale about actual events surrounding a property dispute that took place in the Julian Cuyamaca Lake area. That includes an evildoer trying to acquire land through shady means and this surveyor who persevered to save the land and its rightful owners. Of course, there is a romance brewing and tense moments when danger lurks and all seems lost. For tickets and details, visit julianmelodrama.com.
Saps at Sea, a local Laurel and Hardy club, invites you to experience that wonderful time of the fear, the return of the Hollow Scream Sapstravaganza on October 29th at Williams Hall Trinity Church in Spring Valley. This event includes showings of the spooky cartoon Pink Plasma, in which the Pink Panther arrives at Dracula's castle for a good night's sleep. And then, in the film Habeas Corpus, Laurel and Hardy arrive at the home of a mad scientist who needs a body from the local cemetery for experiments. As a special added treat, Russ Peck will perform a live musical score with sound effects. There will also be a surprise guest comedian and a showing of the Laurel and Hardy murder case and more. You can come in costume to win a prize and enjoy treats. For more chilling details, you can visit sapsatsea.com.
Scotty's Scare Trail, one of East County's most haunting attractions, will be open at the abandoned Marshall Scotty's Amusement Park in El Cajon for a full month every Thursday through Sunday, now through October 30th between 7 and 11 p.m. The trail is rumored to be haunted by the ghosts of former park employees. This year, you can see the bumper car carnage, the slaughter trailer, and the haunted park offices. Visit the frightening Ferris wheel and brace yourself as you walk through the remains of the death coaster. Organizers promise that Marshall Scotty's Scare Trail is packed full of fine, tingling, heart-pounding effects that are so real that they will keep you screaming for your life as you try to find your way out. For more information, you can visit scottyscaretrail.com.
The La Mesa Historic Home Tour takes place on Saturday, November 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The La Mesa Historical Society, in association with Modern San Diego and San Diego Home and Garden, invite you to a showcase of seven hidden jewels nestled in the hillside of Mount Helix. Because the tour visits private homes and the nature of the mid-century architecture, this tour is not ADA compliant. Early reservations are recommended, as the La Mesa Historical Society's home tour sells out each year. A shuttle service will be provided. For tickets and details, you can visit lamesahistory.com.
The Water Conservation Garden at Queen Mecca College in Rancho San Diego hosts its annual Fall Plant Stravaganza on Saturday, November 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event aims to help you make the most of the fall planting season with a plentiful mix of gardening experts and plants offered by local growers and nurseries. Visitors can attend workshops on gardening-related topics led by experts, plus visit exhibits staffed by garden docents and guest exhibitors to learn about water-saving gardening, edible gardening, compost making, gardening for butterflies, and more. Local water agencies will share money-saving rebate opportunities for residents, replacing thirsty landscapes with those that save water and are beautiful too. Personalized attention can be found at the Ask the Designers area for an in-depth landscape design advice. Plus, the Gardener's Gift Shop will be overflowing with unique, nature-inspired treasures perfect for gift-giving. For more information, visit thegarden.org.
The 4th Annual Ramona Art and Wine Festival will be held on November 5th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This year, the event is at Beegent Ranch in Ramona. Guests can savor vintages from local wineries, sample foods from local restaurants and caterers, shop for artwork from local artists, and bid on hand-painted wine barrels, all to benefit the Ramona Heart Mural Project. For tickets and details, you can visit ramonaartandwinefest.net.
2,500 pounds of rainbow trout will be stocked for the trout opener at Santee Lakes on November 5th from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be prizes for the largest fish as well as tag fish. A permit from the general store is all you need, no state license required. For directions to the lake, visit santeelakes.org.
Honoring our veterans, El Cajon's annual Veterans Day ceremony will be held on November 11th from 1 to 2 p.m. at Centennial Plaza. The event includes music by students from Valhalla High School, as well as a color guard presentation by the Marines from Miramar.
The Weghorst Museum invites you to welcome the holidays at its annual holiday luncheon on Thursday, November 17th. This festive event is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 131 Rhea Avenue in downtown El Cajon. You can enjoy a catered luncheon by Cupid's Catering, an opportunity drawing, and view paintings and sculptures by famous Western artist Olaf Weghorst. For tickets, you can visit weghorstmuseum.org.
On Sunday, November 20th, the Mother Goose Parade will again march down Main Street for the 70th year. Also known as the Children's Parade, it begins at 1 p.m. You can see over 100 colorful and exciting parade entries, including floats, marching bands, clowns, equestrians, local dignitaries, and Santa Claus. The route is downtown Main Street from El Cajon Boulevard eastbound to First Street. This popular parade is one of the largest parades in Southern California and a great way to officially kick off the holiday season. You can also enjoy holiday lights on Main Street after the parade. To learn more, you can visit mothergooseparade.org.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.